Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Chippewa Falls will decide this morning whether a boy accused of killing a girl last year will be tried as an adult or as a child. Lily Peters was 10 years old when she was killed. The defendant is now 15. He's charged with homicide and sexual assault. That would land him in prison for the rest of his life if he's convicted in adult court. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled last month that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is operating under some new rules, Terry Bell reports.
The High Court's new liberal majority voted to reduce the powers of the Chief Justice Friday. Those responsibilities now belong to an administrative committee made up of two justices appointed by the majority and the Chief Justice. Administrative meetings are now open to the public. Those meetings are held to talk about budgets, court policies, and other issues. The court is also forming a committee to study when justices should recuse themselves from cases. Conservative Chief Justice Annette Ziegler says the liberal majority held an illegitimate closed meeting to pass unenforceable policies. Liberal Justice Rebecca Dallet says the moves are designed to make the court more accessible and more accountable. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
U.S. Capitol Police want to set up a regional office in Milwaukee. Threats against members of Congress are on the rise. Congressman Brian Stile is the chairman of the House committee that oversees the Capitol Police Force. He says it's a good idea.
To be able to bulk up those resources to protect members, their staff, as well as the public, I think it's important that we make sure that we keep everyone safe.
Stile was on Upfront on WISN-TV Sunday. Other new regional offices would be in Boston and Texas. A Wisconsin congressman's confrontation with a group of U.S. Senate pages is an issue in his reelection campaign. Republican Derek Van Orden berated the teens last month for lying on the U.S. Capitol Rotunda floor. Democrat Rebecca Cook tells supporters in Platteville the U.S. Capitol episode is part of a pattern.
His participation in the January 6th insurrection. He then went on to harass a young librarian in the Prairie du Chien Library. He then went on to carry a weapon into an airport. He now has gone on to... So it's I think, something that we've grown accustomed to seeing.
Van Orden hasn't commented publicly since right after the incident. At the time, he said he thought the pages were being disrespectful. Now that recreational marijuana is legal in Minnesota, Wisconsin Democrats are calling for legalization here. Wisconsin is now surrounded by states with legal cannabis in one form or another. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard is one of Wisconsin's leading voices for legalization. She says Wisconsin is missing out on the tax revenue legal marijuana could bring. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Authorities are asking for your help in the search for a 56-year-old Fond du Lac man. Troy Zupke was last seen August 3rd around 9 p.m. and told friends he was going to Green Bay. Troy is about 6'2 and 200 pounds and was wearing a dark-colored t-shirt, jeans, and brown boots. He has tattoos on his forearm and bicep. If you happen to see Zupke, please contact the Fond du Lac police. The 10th annual Mile of Music Festival in Appleton is in the books. Organizers are calling Mile 10 a big success. The festival is estimated to have brought in anywhere from 80 to 90,000 people to downtown Appleton. This year's event brought in over 200 artists from all over the world. Festival creator David Willem says the four-day event has contributed $5 million to the local economy both of the last 2 years, and they are already at work on Mile 11. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Pirates 4-1 at American Family Field and ended up splitting the four-game home series at two games apiece. Milwaukee didn't score a run until the ninth inning. Pittsburgh starter Johan Oviedo gave up only two hits in seven innings to score his third win in a row. Manager Craig Counsell got questions on why he thought the Brewers could not get a hit against Oviedo.
He just made a ton of pitches, so the off-speed was really good. And first inning, we hit some balls hard, it felt like, and then after that, he was done.
What do you think of the at-bats overall for you guys?
I just described it.
Brandon Woodruff retired the first six batters he faced, but gave up a pair of home runs in his return in five innings of work. The Brewers host the Rockies tonight, first pitch at 7:10. Elsewhere, the Cubs beat the Braves 6-4 at Wrigley. The Reds lost to the Nationals 6-3. NFL, the Packers had their family night at Lambeau Field over the weekend, over 65,000 fans. Quarterback Jordan Love overthrew some deep passes to start, but connected later with Christian Watson for a touchdown. Love finished the night 11 of 19. The Packers are now down to three quarterbacks. Yesterday, they released Danny Etling, who had been with the team a year and a half, mostly on the practice squad. The Packers are back on the practice field this afternoon before they head to Cincinnati for a joint practice session and preseason game against the Bengals. I asked Matt LaFleur what's on the agenda.
Well, Monday, we're going to have a little bit of a lighter practice. I think we're scheduled for about 90 minutes. On Tuesday, we'll slow it down. We'll walk through. And then it's travel to Cincinnati and go compete against a really good football team, one of the best teams in the National Football League.
And the U.S. women's soccer team upset at the World Cup after being eliminated by Sweden. America's Julie Ertz on the loss.
I think for me, it's just emotional because it's probably my last game ever being able to have the honor to wear this crest. But it's an honor to represent this team, and I'm excited for the future of the girls.
That's Team USA's Julie Ertz. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show on WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's football season. What's up, Earl?
Man, Gilbert, man, you can smell it, can't you?
You can see it now.
I mean, good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert, a sign that it won't be too long happened this past Saturday, Friday night, and that was family night in Lambeau Field. 67,000 people, man.
Plus.
What is that about, man? To see a scrimmage.
It goes to show you we got the best fans on the planet, baby.
Hey, man. Look, man. It was like it was a playoff game. They had on all the stuff, man. Like it was a regular game.
Pageantry, as they call it.
Yeah, that's what. Pageantry, man. That's a pretty big word there, man.
I know, Earl. I'm hitting above your pay grade.
Hey, Gilbert, that's the right word too, man. Pageantry. That's exactly what that is, man. Let me look that up. Calvin, will you look that word up for me? Pageantry. Yeah. No, man. Hey, but you're absolutely right. That's what it is. When 67,000 people, Gilbert, and they pay for parking, and they all come, and man, to get in there and get out of there, hours. So it's so magical.
Yeah. Check this out, though, Earl. Check this out. You 10 years old. You walking up the Lambeau Field for the first time.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
You may not ever get a chance to get back in there, until you're an adult.
There you go.
Grandfathers bringing their grandchildren.
When they walk in at 10 years old.
Right.
Telling them the story.
Yeah. Yeah, man, the history of the Packers, the history of Lambeau Field, is actually the history of the NFL, right?
Unmatched. It's unmatched. And we've been messing around them clowns down the road, the Chicago Bears, forever. And now, for the first game, we got him. It all lines up, man. It's lining up.
So, the players been hitting each other. Well, not really hitting each other because they don't do that.
They dance. They two-step dance with each other for a little while.
Yeah. And so in the family night game, are they really tackling?
Yes, because your mama, mom in the stand. Your girlfriend is in the stand.
But you got to really be careful because I was reading where some star players blew out their knees. And look, man, they ain't going full tilt, man. They can't run that risk, are they?
That's the hazardous of the job. You got to go. Once they tell you the bullets are live, it's either kill or be killed. Because guess what? You're still trying to make this team, man.
Right.
And this is the first chance you about to show everybody because they want to see how you perform in front of the crowd. The distractions. That's the main key. Your timing. Can you understand things in loud places? I mean, it's all the little things, girl, that's going to get you over the top.
So they're going 100% live against their own teammates.
Only people that ain't like, it's a control, like I told you before, it's a control butt whooping. I'm telling you that. And of course, the quarterbacks are never live.
Right.
You know, they the darlings, you know, you can't touch them.
Right.
And in certain situations, the running backs are not live.
Right.
Shut them up. But the offensive and defensive line, you go hard. Every part of that scrimmage.
You know, safeties, defensive backs on the wide receivers.
Yeah.
They got to pull up. They're not exactly.
Now, you know, you ain't going to kill right. Shaq nobody. Try to knock them. But they are going to hit you. They're going to hit you to let you know that they're there. But you can't do that to your team.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But the linemen can.
I mean, well, you know, you don't have them type of shots where you could have took a shot when he wasn't looking type shot.
Right.
You know.
But
you're going to go hard.
But that line is that's the real deal.
That's the real deal. That's the real deal. Line is going hard all the time.
So now they're measuring.
But no kill shot. Kill shot.
Right. You're not going to bury the cat. And, you know, you get out, you got your hands on them, and you may just open the hole. You ain't going to bury them. You're going to just push them out of the way.
No, I wouldn't say that because they looking to go watch the film. They can see that they put that pancake on you. They're going to be talking about it in the meat room.
So for people who may not know that language, that pancake is you got your hands on them. And you pushing them out of the way, and you know
they fall. You as a defensive lineman fall, and the offensive lineman land on top of you. That's called a pancake. And then when the offensive lineman get up and he said, "Hey, you want some syrup with that pancake?"
Hey, man, and you know you can get away with that, And when it's nice and warm and the ground is soft, you know, get up. But around November, December, you don't want to be pancaked.
You ain't going to like that. Let's get it right now, Earl. You don't want to be pancaked, never.
Hey, Gilbert.
Never.
You ever been pancaked?
Earl, please. Ain't a man alive. I'm still looking for him. One-on-one, hit a man alive. I'm still looking for him.
Anyway, you know, it looks like Jordan Love played pretty decent. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, man. You know, he made some nice throws, some good decisions.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the stuff you've been hearing, you know, in the state. But some of the reporters outside the state have not been so kind to Jordan
Lewis. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't think he's going to make it, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the reporters outside. They just think that he lacks leadership and all those kind of things. But we're going to see, right?
Yeah, I mean, they don't test the man
before he even get into action, right?
Yeah, don't test the man. I mean, I'm sitting here like when a dude has been putting his time in for this long, let's give him a chance. You know what I'm saying? Let's not just throw everything and say, oh, he sucks. Let's get the other guy in. Let's give him. Sometimes it takes you to fail, Earl, to see.
Well, you know, in this case, Gilbert, it really ain't no other guy. If they talking about what was the name of that that semi-pro football league? Yeah,
semi-pro. It's professional. USFL. Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's not semi. It's professional.
Hey, it ain't the NFL.
This ain't like that. Racing Raiders down the road. USFL. This is a professional football.
Yeah.
So it's like how baseball got their farm league, girl. That's how we got to look at it.
Yeah, you know, Gilbert, really do. I was reading this story, man, about a kind of an unsung guy. He is he was a walk-on, kind of like they have walk-ons at college. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get drafted. Okay. And they say every year the Packers for the last 18 years have had one guy who's been able to make the roster. The chances of a cat man undrafted, Gilbert, making the roster, that's almost impossible, isn't it?
It's pretty close, Earl. It's pretty close.
To being impossible?
Yeah. Just because you got all these drafted guys and all these guys. Yeah, guys coming in, you know what I'm saying, from different teams and unrestricted free or whatever. There's free agents and all that stuff. And you got a cat that didn't get drafted, that didn't nobody have on their radar.
Yeah.
and Gutekunst and them said, let's get this kid a shot. And he made the team? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a football player.
You know, man, we're going to talk about that a little bit on the other side. I guess people start pulling for him, right, after a while.
Everybody pull for Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Rudy in
Notre Dame, man. Right, man. That's one of my favorite movies. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoochee.
Skiing the water.
with hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 83. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. Daytime highs approaching 86. 81, mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert. Gilbert, what was that racket?
Earl,
what was that racket?
Earl, you remember that song?
What was that song?
When I used to have them kids out there, and we was the Rough Riders running all up down the football camp, whooping all of y'all.
Hey, man, you know, you always. So when we did the camp, Gilbert did the camp. Calvin, and it would come time to pick the players, right? Gilbert would pick the players. So Gilbert would always pick the biggest and the strongest and the toughest kids and would leave me with the midgets, right? So Gilbert got to pick the teams, and I would think, man, the first thing he would have said was, look, since I played pro ball and I did all these things, I'm going to take the runts and just to show the people just how good I can be. No, man, he took the man children, the big boys. And
Calvin, give him a glass of hater. Give him a glass of hater.
Hey, man.
Girl, you know, I always said, and I told y'all before, I could take a broken flower and make it bloom.
Hey, man, you know what? You know, I miss them times, man. We got to get back to that.
Oh yeah, we got.
Yeah, COVID got in the way of all that,
and changed the world.
Yeah,
brother.
It did. But let me ask you, man. Again, we're right there. The Packers are going to start scrimmaging with the Cincinnati Bengals
this week.
So. And I know, man, I don't remember when they started doing that, man. But, man, back during Vince Lombardi days, it wasn't going to be none of that.
No, I mean, you got to look at it. So we played them.
Money, right?
We played in regular season too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played. So it's a good tone setter. You know what I'm saying? You're going against them. You're going against a different guy. They're gonna show you some looks, not what they do, but they're gonna show you some looks. It's another controlled thing where, hey, we want to see this today, and they're gonna ask us, we want to see this today. You know, it's a different team. You see what I'm saying? So you can do that.
But isn't it a lot harder to get the guys to pull up?
Oh no!
Because it's a scrimmage. You don't.
It's a scrimmage, but we're gonna hit you. Oh yeah, they're gonna tell you to pull up, but yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Hey, but and then after these scrimmages, that's who the Packers open up the preseason game on Saturday.
It's with them.
Yeah, with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
You know. And
that's good. I mean, that's good. Well that's good.
And to be honest with you, Gilbert, this is where we begin, man. The real juice start flowing in that first preseason game.
Oh, yeah.
Because all that is live, right? In the preseason game, it's 100% live.
You're trying to get a job. It's a job interview for some cats.
Yeah.
You gotta go do your job interview. You better have your resume in. Press to impress. Put the best foot forward. Get out there.
You know, man, just and for people who are listening who may not understand, guys who've been playing football, some of them since peewee football,
yeah,
all the way up through high school, college, positioning themselves, hoping that they can continue their dream, which is what they've prepared themselves for, right? I mean, all the guys who are there and who put on that G and all these other teams and the shoulder pads and the pack of jersey, this is their dream, man. They've prepared their whole life for that. And they can end.
Don't get satisfied. Once you get satisfied, the Grim Reaper gonna come knocking on your door. I'm here, but I gotta keep moving now. You can't be satisfied with where you at right now. You gotta be better than where you was.
Yeah, well, you talking about the guys who already make the team. I'm talking about the guys.
No, I'm talking about the young guys. There's some young guys that get there and they smiling. I made it. Yeah, I made it. No. You ain't made it yet, Junior.
Well, you know, I knew a couple guys who came out of my football league who made it there, and they was only there for one season.
Yeah. A minute.
Yeah.
That's a minute.
Probably like the 52nd player on a 53-man team.
No, it was 57.
Yeah.
On a 53-man team because you're expendable. Again, that word.
Yeah, yeah. You know
we ain't talking about Sylvester Stallone, Expendables.
Yeah.
No.
Listen. We gotta go to a break. When we come back, we're gonna continue the conversation. Join us at 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
Man, look what you done started. Act written, you got it. What? Had it, should have shot it. What? Now you're dealing with departed. What? Get at me, dog. Here I flip, you can know when I kick, gonna be some six. What would that look for when I walked in the door? Oh, you thought you was raw? Boom, not anymore, cause now you on the floor. Wishing you never saw me walk through that door with that 4-4. Now it's time for bed, two more to the head. Got the floor red, yeah, that maggot's dead. Another unsolved mystery, it's going down in history. Niggas ain't never did to me, niggas they can't get to me. Got to make a move, got a point to prove, gotta make them prove. Like, ooh, so to the next time you hear this dog rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting in prime. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. There's a woman in custody in Ukraine accused of passing intelligence to the Russians in an alleged assassination plot against Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Former President Trump is publicly airing doubts about the federal judge overseeing his election conspiracy case. She has given Trump's legal team until later this afternoon to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's request.
Trump's full steam ahead on talking about this publicly, campaigning on these indictments. He uses a line repeatedly where he says, "I'm proud to be indicted because I've been indicted for you." It's this campaign message where if they're out to get me, they're out to get you.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. Two firefighters and a pilot killed when their firefighting helicopter crashed into another helicopter over Riverside County, California. No one on board the other chopper was killed. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. The Green Bay Police Department is asking for your help to combat speeding. The GBPD posted a reminder about their volunteer Speedwatch program on their Facebook page. The post was in response to the many complaints they've received about reckless driving and people driving too fast. Volunteers will record speeders pretty much anywhere they want, then report it to police, who will send out a notice with a date and time. Anyone interested is being asked to call, you guessed it, the Green Bay Police Department. Here's something to consider for your commute this morning and for the next couple of months. Green Bay Public Works says a single lane of Main Street at the East River will be closed while the bridge is restored. The lanes will be closed in each direction from Clay Street to Roosevelt Street. Access to local businesses and homes will be available during construction. The lanes on Main should reopen around October 7th. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Calvin, that kind of music, man, can you imagine? It looked like that kind of music Gilbert was listening to when he was playing, and that probably just drove you insane, Gilbert. You run out of the you run out of the tunnel to that man, what would you be doing?
First of all, that's Tribe Called Quest. OMG. Second of all, they wouldn't be playing that. You know what used to get us mad?
They would. I said if they would, and you come out of the tunnel of that.
You know, when we used to go to New Orleans or Atlanta,
they played it.
They playing that while you're warming up.
Yeah.
In Green Bay, we playing
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Old blue eyes going down.
Hey. And the other team, they like monsters, man. They got them all.
The other team would come to us and say, what is y'all playing? How are we supposed to get hyped listening to that?
Hey, you know, Gilbert, I was looking at the schedule. For the Packers. And you know, man, it looked like something they can do something with, man. You know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, opening day the Bears. Week two, they play the Falcons. The Falcons ain't, they're in the same shape the Packers in. They're kind of rebuilding, right?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a good chance. And then week three, they play the New Orleans Saints. Now, that's going to be a dogfight because, they're in Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
But the Saints always going to be a dogfight, right?
Yeah, but you got to look at that. Is that the first home game?
Yeah, the first home game for the Packers.
Do you know, Earl, they turn around and play that Thursday?
The Packers?
Yeah.
Okay.
They turn around and play that Thursday. So it's only if they play on Sunday, they got to turn around and play on Thursday. They only got 3 days.
Yeah, and they're playing the Detroit Lions.
Big game, big divisional game right there.
Yeah, I asked you before how you can recover from that game on Sunday and then turn around and play on Thursday. Bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
But this is the psychological part of football. Maybe, we just see the physical side of the game.
Yeah.
And you always say, 90%?
Mental. 10% physical.
So,
because you mentally you're fighting yourself. If you got an eight that's going eight for the next 18 weeks, you gotta fight through that, man.
Man, I can't even begin to imagine.
Oh my God.
My elbow is hurting.
Oh my God.
I need my elbow because I got a monster coming up against me on Thursday. I went down on my elbow on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It ain't gotten any better. Oh, but I can get a shot, though, right?
Hyperextended.
Hey, Gilbert, I can get a shot, though, right?
Some guys can, yeah.
What you mean, some guys?
I don't do that. If Motrin can't help me, I'm
Hey, but you getting paid.
I don't like nobody shooting me in my butt.
Yeah. But they,
I take that motion and I'm good.
But they will do it.
Some guys will do it, yeah.
And so now you got to play against that monster.
But then after you come down off of that, you don't know how much you hurt it even more until you come off of it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everybody was talking about, it's like anybody, you go to work and your back is killing you. You go to the doctor and get a shot because you got to fight through it.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't doing nothing out of the ordinary.
So Gilbert, you doing something out of the ordinary. You're playing pro football. So week five, they play the Raiders, a Monday night game. You know, the Packers still, without Aaron Rodgers, it just goes to show the Green Bay Packers still going to be respected. It doesn't matter who they have behind the quarterback because they're getting these prime time games.
Everybody want to see. back in the day, though, you know, we it was hard to get primetime games until we started kicking tail. Because, you know, Green Bay was Club Siberia.
Yeah.
That's what they tell guys. Oh, you keep acting up, we're going to see you at Green Bay.
Until Reggie showed up.
Till Big Dog showed up.
Yeah. You know, man, you know, then you guys play. You play against the Denver Broncos. I mean, listen, man, you really, when you look at the schedule that the Packers have and the schedules that the New York Jets have, clearly, man, you know, the Jets got one of the toughest schedules in all of football. The Packers clearly got a much easier schedule.
I wouldn't call it too much easier because some of those teams – let's take the Denver Broncos, for instance. They got a new coach. They're going to be better this year.
No question.
They're going to be better this year. So, you can't go off what they did last year because everybody is different this year. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole different – it's going to be interesting, Earl, to say the least.
Well, you know, Gilbert, when I look at the teams they're playing, again, Denver, the Rams, Atlanta, the Steelers, ain't nobody really scared of them cats, you know.
Man, don't you start, Earl. Don't you start.
Hey,
all of them got a chip on their shoulder. Steelers got a chip on their shoulder because they still trying to recover from losing Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, they ain't won nothing since my hair was black.
I tipped my hat off to the coach because he's been there forever.
Hey, Gilbert, they ain't won nothing since my hair was black. So what we talking about? I love the Steelers, man, but come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just
you
saying.
You know how long ago my hair was black?
Yeah, man, 47? 46?
Hey, let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, I agree with Gilbert. I'm actually looking forward to the season because you have a lot of new blood on that team, and I think you're going to see some incredible plays. I also think you're going to see mistakes, too, like anything else when you have new guys. But I also think it's a fresh start. You know, we're starting. We don't have all the drama that we've, you know, had to deal with the last few years. And I just think, you know, I'm looking forward to. I remember when the Packers were not so good, and 8-8 was considered a great season. You know, that was back, you know, when you know Bart Starr was coach, and
Forrest,
you know,
Gray.
I think
Lindy Infante.
Well, listen, there was a lot of lean years there. There's still question. But what I'm saying is that, you know what, I even look at the, like, if you look right now, the Brewers are in first place because
hey,
they
man,
got all these young rookies.
The Packers, but go ahead.
I know, but I'm just saying, but you have all that new blood on the team. They're starting to shine.
Baseball,
I think the Packers
football,
have got
man.
A lot of, I know, but... Again, I think the Packers, based on the information that I've been reading about, there's a lot of good competition happening in practice, and yep. Some of these guys are just ready to go. I think it'll be good. I think having all that new blood on the team is going to be a good thing, and they're going to grow together.
Yeah, okay. Well, growing together means, you know, it's going to take a while. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, I'm not saying people don't have a right to think that the Packers are going to be good. And we can all think, and, you know, who's that to say it? If you wish upon a star, dreams will take you very far. Somebody prophetic said that. Who is that? Dorothy for the Wizard of Oz? man, wish upon
that's
a star,
Kansas.
Dreams will take
you. That's watching now. That's Kansas now. You're getting it. You're stepping on some toes. Hey, but I'm gonna say this, Earl. I heard somewhere, I don't know if it was some article or something, but Coach said, "Now I can coach."
Yeah,
meaning,
yeah.
meaning he has a pupil now that's going to listen.
I know. I got all that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what's the interesting thing about this season. I'm going to see what kind of coach we really got.
Thank you.
I mean, he pretty and all. We going to give it to him. He pretty, yeah. But can he coach?
Hey, Gilbert. Here's what you guys, and you should know better. You know, Dave different. I understand. He's just a fan. But you should know better. I don't care how well the coach coaches these young players and all of them to try to bring them together. In the NFL, that don't happen in a short period of time. You guys, when y'all got together, Gilbert, the first year y'all got together, you'd run through a brick wall, but you weren't ready to deal with. You had to gel, man. Football is about gelling, man. Knowing my who I can trust on my team. Ain't that what that's about, man?
That's what it's about, Earl, but it's also about the dude that's molding the ship. He has to mold this ship.
That takes time.
It takes time, but he ain't got a lot of time.
I know.
they pay him just like they pay them players for a job that he has to get done. If it's a chessboard, he got certain pawns in certain places. He got to put it to where he's winning games. Guess what?
Oh, he go.
He go.
I know. Gilbert, I don't miss any of those things. I understand that. But the other cats out there, they're in the same situation. The teams you playing against.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and teams that have been together a little bit, like Detroit. You know, Detroit is they finally got a good coach. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying the same thing I'm saying, but you just want to be different.
No, man, the difference is Detroit.
The coach.
Yeah,
listener. The coach changed the Detroit Lions. The coach did. With the players he brought in and the new scheme that he gave them and the new attitude that he gave them, they always say you are a reflection of your head coach.
You know, Gilbert, the Packers are going to be younger than they've been in probably the last 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and they got these younger players, and younger players make mistakes.
Yeah,
and they make mistakes because you talk about chess. They see, hey, Gilbert is out there. Gilbert just got out there. They got him out there. That's where we're going to attack.
No, they don't want to do that.
No, I'm just saying. They didn't say with you. I'm just using you as an example. But the point is, Gilbert, football, and we watch football, we love it because we see the physicality of it. But, man, it's what they're doing, man. It's scientists. It's mad scientists. The offensive cats, the defensive cats, those are scientists, right?
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's what the people don't see. Listen, we got to go to a break. Yeah, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61 tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. Daytime highs approaching 86. 81, mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW. It's yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. It's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
I sip the dumb peak, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin. The whole of mic, I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth.
It's the motorist movement.
The thief's theme. The thief's play theme. Me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a air pipe. The mind activation.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. On the under the helmet with the gravedigger. Gilbert, I got to say to you, man, and Calvin, I've never heard that song.
We know.
But it sounds pretty good.
The flow.
What is that?
Delivery, the flow, the beat.
Who is it?
It's Nas.
It's Nas.
Who is that?
Oh.
One of the greats from New York.
Oh my God! One of the best lyricalists. I mean, just
I think I heard of that fella. But anyway, that sounded pretty good. Gilbert, let me ask you. When opening day, can you sleep?
No.
Now, take us up to opening day, man. Tell us, you made the squad.
You want to, as a veteran or a rookie?
As a rookie.
What is it? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Family in the audience.
You got family that done came down. Your week has been getting you a house and getting you a place to stay. So your week has been hectic. Your week has been hectic. People pulling on you for tickets and everything like that. When you get over to the stadium, you're supposed to be there 2 hours before the game. That's a relief. Because now you got 2 hours to get into your element. You can leave the real world behind you as soon as you walk through that door. And all you thinking about is tearing somebody's head off. And not going to jail. You hear me? And as a rookie, like I did this before, I'm sitting up there and I'm standing on the yard line And I see those Green Bay Packer helmets going down the line. And I see those Chicago Bear helmets going down the line. That's when you know you made it. Game one, regular season game, and you see that down the line. OMG.
Let me ask you. The cat who fires you up, you know, like and the cat get done with a speech and you're ready to run through the brick wall head first, right?
Sometimes you want to tell that cat to sit down and shut up. Come on, man. We don't need all that. Turn that down. We trying to get right.
Really? So on the pro level, on college, you need that, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you might. But I was never the rah-rah guy, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, you didn't, but there were other guys.
Yeah, I got you. I'm like, come on, man. I'm already there. But some guys do need that. I ain't gonna lie. It's like some guys, they gotta go in the restroom and throw up.
Really?
Because their stomach ain't right. They're too nervous. It's crazy, man. But once you take that first hit, all that stuff leave your body, you ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a dream, right? You live in a dream.
Living a dream, man. You live in a dream until they hit you. You're going to wake up. You wake up out that dream, homeboy.
Hey, let me ask you. When you first started playing, did they put you on the kickoff and coverage?
Yes, absolutely.
See, they don't do that anymore.
In Kansas, I was a dude that got to set the wall up.
Oh.
And guess who coming down? That kamikaze guy.
Yep.
That's coming down, and you got to stop him from, oh, my God. Earl, I really dislike that position so bad. But once I became a starter, I said, hey, man, y'all got to get me off, even though I was doing a good job. No, man, y'all got to get me out of there, because the fool that's coming down there, he coming down full tilt with no eye.
To break the wedge.
To break the wedge with his eyes closed, girl. You can see his eyes closed. You can see his eyes closed before the bomb hit.
So people don't see and didn't focus on that. That's why they took away
the ball.
This is why they kind of took away kickoffs. Because
too many people getting hurt. Too many people getting hurt. That's an unguided missile coming down at you. Oh my God. And you ain't gonna take it, y'all. You gonna give it too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah, they put you on there for a reason. First, you're expendable. Two, you're stupid. And three, you don't know how to act.
So is that why you're telling me, Gilbert, that I was on the kickoff team in high school? I was expendable.
Yeah, he was expendable. Yeah.
I thought it was my talent.
They couldn't find a spot for you, so they're gonna put you on the kickoff team so you can kick.
Hey, that was more the truth than anything else, right? but I didn't care because I was on the
field. You was playing, right. Yeah. That's not it.
Yeah,
but I'm going to tell you this. I was never on the kickoff team, Earl.
No, well, hey, man, you Gilbert Brown, never. Man. I'm just a never. Lowly talk show host, man.
Yeah, with great hair.
I'm just a lowly talk show host. You're Gilbert Brown. So, yeah, they put me as a wedge breaker.
Ooh.
You know. So
that's why you ain't got no sense now.
Hey, Earl. Get down there and so, yeah, man, I throw my body into the way.
Let's see how you can make that tackle, Earl. Come on, do it for the team. You all souped up listening to him like a dummy.
Hey, 140-pound wedge breaker. Hey, man, but I was on the field, man. Right.
But whatever job you got, that's what some of these kids, man, like you said, if they undrafted, never got an opportunity. That's your opportunity to show them that you can play the game. You got to do the stuff that don't nobody else want to do to make the team.
Yeah. Listen, man, we got to go. It happened already. But next Monday, man, we'll be able to talk about the first preseason game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some action.
I, I'm I'm gonna enjoy that. But don't think Jordan Love ain't gonna play long.
No, I know that. I know that.
Hey, if man, he play at all.
Hey man, hey, we gotta run.
Okay.
All right, Underhill with the Grave Digger. I will see you again next Monday.
I like your Milwaukee Brewers hat too.
All right, man. All right. I'm a Cub.
Even though you punching at the other dude.
I'm a Cub fan.
Football game.
I'm a Cub fan. The hat was free. All right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News,